Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihare. Jai Hu Radha Hu Madhuva Kunja Bihare. Jana Banaba Hiri Badadhaude Gopi Jana Banaba Hiri Badadhaude Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Banachalti Jai Hurad Humadhava Kunda Bihati Jai Radha Madhuva Kunda Bihari Gopi Jana Banaba Yiribara Thakuti Gopi dana balaba Giri badadhade Yasoda nanana braja jana ranjana Yasoda nandana braja jana ranjana Jamuna tira ravana chanti Yamuna tira ravana chanti Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihare Jaya Radha Madhuva Kunja Bihare Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Paramahansa also tell us that she, Shimad, His Divine Grace Abhaya Chalanada Bhaktivedanta Goswami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anandakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem se kaho Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sidvaita Gadadha Shri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopi Gopinath, Sayam Kunda Radhakunda, Kiri Govardhan Kijai, Vrindavanam Kijai, Majuradam Kijai, Jagatata Sami Kijai, Yamunamai Kijai, Srimati Lasidevi Kijai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrindi Kijai, Gaur Premananda Hari Hadibo. All glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious to Shri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swamini Namani Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharni Nivashesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Teja Tarni. So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 31st Chapter, Text 11. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jalasi yad avrajach charayan pasun nalina sundaram nata te padam shila trinankurai Siddhatati Naha Akalilatam Manaha Kanta Gachati Chalasi Yad Rajas Jayan Pashun Nanjanun Nalina Sundaram Natate Padam Shila Trinan Gurai Siddhati Tina Kalila Tamana Kanda Gatshati Kalasiyad Rajas Charayan Pashun Pasun Talina Sundaram Nata Te Padam Shila Trinankurai Siddhati Tina Kalila Tamana Kanda Gachate Chalasiyan Rajas Charayan Pasun Nalina Sundaram Nata Te Padam Shila Trinankurai Siddhati Tina Kalila Tamana Kanda Gachati
Ladies.
Alrighty. Jealousy. You go. Yet. When. What happened? Vrajat. From the coward village. Charayan. Herding. Pashun. The animals. Nalina. Then a lotus flower. Sundaram. More beautiful. Nata. O master. Te. Your. Padam. Feet. Shila. By sharp edges of grain. Trina. Grass. Ankurai. And sprouting plants. Siddhati. Are experiencing pain. Iti. Thus thinking. Naha. Us. Kalilatam. Discomfort. Amanaha. Our minds. Kanta. A lover. Gachati. Feel. Translation. Dear master, dear lover, when you leave the coward village to herd the cows, our minds are disturbed with the thought that your feet, more beautiful than a lotus, will be pricked by these spiked husks of grain and the rough grass and plants. You can please repeat. Dear master, dear lover, when you leave the coward village to herd the cows, our minds are disturbed with the thought that your feet, more beautiful than a lotus, will be pricked by these spiked husks of grain and the rough grass and plants. So there's no purport by the servants of His Divine Grace of the Prabhupada, so I'm just going to read Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary and one or two other commentaries. Not only do you give us sorrow now, but by making yourself unhappy, you try to make us unhappy. When your feet, more delicate than a lotus, Nalina Sundaram, are injured by the hard spikes, Shila grass, shoot and shoots, our minds become more pained, Kalilatam. Another meaning of Kalilata is accepting Lata, quarrel, Kali. Thus our minds quarrel with us as follows. And here Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is quoting the gopis' minds. O mind, why are you uselessly lamenting? If Krishna gets pain in walking in the forest, then why does he daily go into the forest from Braja? O unintelligent coward women, the soles of his feet... Let me just turn. Going to keep beeping on me. I hate that. Okay. The soles of his feet are more tender than a stala padma. As the forest is spread with cut crops, thorns, and grass sprouts, will he not get pain? O foolish mind, he is walking on the very soft, sandy pathways. O undiscerning coward women, the cows are wandering on those paths, eating the grass. O mind, blind with prema, why should one with eyes step on the sharp grass and sprouts? O gopis cheated of even a touch of prema, what will happen if by mistake or because of haste he steps on those sharp things? O mind, our brother, you have said correctly, we live just to experience such pain. We have been created for that purpose. O distressed gopis, you should remain alive, but I will now leave, departing from your body with your life airs. There's so much pain they're experiencing, thinking of his possible pain. Amazing, that's love. And I'm going to describe this in a second. And Jiva Goswami says, you give us pain both in meeting and separation. It is not a temporary phenomena. This is explained in two verses. Our minds are disturbed from the time you begin to depart from Braja to the time you return. To herd the unlimited number of cows, you leave the path and feel pain because of the sharp plants when you wander here and there. The cows, beings with no intelligence, wander on paths difficult for your lotus feet. Shila refers to the sharp stubs of wild grasses. Harivamsa says, Ajhila Kuntaka Vanam. The thick forest was filled with thorns. Because there were not thorns everywhere, they are not mentioned in the Bhagavatam. O Lord of Braja, this is not befitting you. O beloved, those feet should be touched by our soft hands. They call out to Krishna in prema. This is the cause of the pain in their hearts. Or as the master, Natha, of all the people of Braja all feel pain. And as our lover, Kanta, we feel pain. Or Natha can mean giver of pain to your beloveds. You are intelligent. You should not worry concerning my situation. Even if one is intelligent, one cannot give up worry for one's lover, Kanta. Or the cause of being troubled in mind is explained. You are the Lord of the Pranas, Natha. Therefore, if you suffer, everyone suffers. Such an interesting commentary. Vishnu Purana says, Yavata kurte jantu sambandhan manasa prihan tavantosya nikhanjante vidye shoka shankavaha. As long as living beings think of another person as a beloved, they'll be afflicted by lamentation. Having a love will produce problems. One should thus reject affection. This is really interesting. I'm all for that. That's a sannyas verse there. But actually that also refers, you know, the pain that one gets from one from being concerned with someone else is also there, you know, one's a guru, one's concerned with so many different devotees too. So this is not just in reference to the conjugal relationships, in relationship to any sort of relationship you have where you care for someone. So we're going to talk about that. Our minds have become fixed in determination, Kalila Tam, and have no discriminating power. Considering that this is only your minds acting like this, there's no fault in the mind, O Krishna, attractive to the mind, Kanta. Give up wandering in the forest and quickly come here. So go back to the verse. Yeah, we should give up all affection and become Mayavadis. That way you will never have anxiety, right? That's a good proposal. So, Chalasiyad Vrajacharyan Pashun Kalina Sundaram Nata Te Padam Chilatrinankurai Sitatiti Na Kalila Tamana Kantagachati. So, Omagana Timananda Shaganjana Shilakaya Chakshuram Meditam Yena Tasmai Shigurave Namaha. So, this concern that the gopis have for Krishna's feet is very similar to the concern that Mother Yashoda has for Krishna's feet. In fact, you know, there's a famous story. Of course, there's a section in the Nectar of Devotion that talks about this, but we'll get to that in a second. But there's this famous story that Yashoda Maya says to Krishna, you should wear shoes when you're going out to herd the cows. And Krishna says, does anyone know what Krishna says? Not mother-in-law. What does Krishna say? Yeah, if the cows don't wear shoes, why should I wear shoes? And she's really worried about Krishna's feet being pierced by the thorns. So when Yashoda Maya is considering like this, that Krishna's feet might be pierced by the thorns, and she's all worried about this, this is maternal affection, right? So it's interesting here, and I'm going to refer to chapter 49 in the Nectar Devotion, which talks about the mixing of rasas. So the gopis are actually manifesting this sort of maternal affection, because we understand in the conjugal ras that the qualities of the preceding rasas are also present. Like we talked about many times, I talk about how the servitude is there in the gopi's consciousness to the perfectional degree. You know, when they're thinking, oh, we want to kiss Krishna's lips, they're not thinking they want to enjoy it. And I talked about this before. They want to enjoy the experience of some rubbing of one lip upon another. You know, at least the material lips upon another lip. Just, you know, in this material world, it's I scratch your back, you scratch my back sort of arrangement. But the gopis are not thinking like that. They're just thinking of scratching Krishna's back. And, you know, I'm using that metaphorically right now. They're just thinking, let's give Krishna pleasure. If my lips on Krishna's lips, you know, I hate to get too sensual, but my lips upon Krishna's lips gives Krishna pleasure, that's what I want to do. If it doesn't give Krishna pleasure, I don't want to do it. If my misery gives Krishna happiness, then I want to be miserable. Can you imagine that? Can anyone pray like that? Yeah. The gopis can pray like that. And, you know, like the famous story about that Krishna's headache, and only the gopis would give the dust from their feet. So, anyway, so they're thinking of Krishna's feet being pierced, and it's sort of like a maternal affection. Also, there's another indirect ras there, too. Does anyone, not mother or mother, can anyone guess which one of the indirect rasas is being manifest? No, please. Compassion. You know, compassion, like a mother's very compassionate. And there's a whole chapter here about indirect or mixing of rasas, which is really interesting because it's important to understand when it's tasty and when it's not tasty. I mean, for example, I'm just going to give a really wild example where it's not actually appropriate to mix a particular ras. I remember dancing with Krishna last night, but I'm so disgusted with this material body that's full of stool. Yuck. You know, it's like sand in the sweet rice. You know, last night I was dancing with Krishna, and I hate this material body because it's full of stool. So anyway, so I want to make reference to some of the stories here, and this stories or, stories in this particular chapter. This is chapter 49 in the Nectar of Devotion. And there's some explanation about when it's tasteful and when it's not tasteful, but I'm going to read some of the stories here. So, all right. And some of them are actually in conjugal love mixed with compassion, some of them here. There's a quotation from a devotee who laments as follows. Alas, I am still trying to relish different pleasurable states from this body, which is simply some skin covering mucus, semen, and blood. That's ghastliness, right? I'm going to ask you all to try to guess what ras, indirect or direct, is there. Of course, all right. In this state of consciousness, I am so condemned that I cannot relish the transcendental ecstasy of remembering the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In this statement, there are two ecstatic loving humors, namely neutrality and ghastliness. So neutrality is taken here as the whole, because that's the situation of the person, whereas the ecstasy of ghastliness is the part. So when you're dealing with a mixing of rasas, there's the primary ras, or the whole, which is considered the most prominent, and then there's the secondary part, which is called the part, which flavors that whole. Try to understand that. It's really interesting, this mixture of different rasas. There's a similar statement by a devotee as follows. I shall now begin my service of fanning the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who is seated on a golden throne. What's that? What rasa is that? Dasha rasa. He is the supreme Brahman in his eternal transcendental form with a cloudy, blackish complexion. Now I shall give up my affection for my material body, which is nothing but a bunch of flesh and blood. That's ghastliness. Herein there's a combination of servitude and ghastliness, where the ecstasy of servitude is taken as the whole, as the prominent, and the ecstasy of ghastliness is taken as the part. Because the ghastliness, you know, is disgust with this body and the attachment to the body, is actually interfering with his mood, desire to serve Krishna. Sometimes you'll actually find the opposite. There's another statement as follows. When shall I be freed from the mode of ignorance? What rasa is that? It's what?
It's probably ghastliness again if it's a secondary.
Yeah. And also there's also a mood of, even though it's not mentioned here, there's a mood of anger even. You know, when shall I be freed? Yeah. And being thus purified, shall I attain the stage of serving Krishna eternally. Only then I shall be able to worship him, always observing his lotus eyes and beautiful face. So where, what, can anyone guess what the primary humor is here?
Neutrality.
And the part is servitorship. There's another statement. Please look at this devotee of the Lord who is dancing just from remembering the lotus feet of Krishna. So what is this dance? What is the dancing? That's it. Anubhav, right. Simply by observing his dance, you will lose all interest in even the most beautiful women. What's that? Yeah, that's ghastliness. Even though it's not, doesn't sound so ghastly, but it's just like disgust at, you know, being attracted to the material world. So of course, that's easy to understand. That's neutrality is the whole, and ghastliness is the part of it. This one is interesting. My dear Lord, now I am turning my face from any thought of associating with young girls. As far as Brahman realization is concerned, I have lost all interest because I am completely absorbed in thinking about you and being absorbed so blissfully. I've lost all other desires, even the desire for mystic powers. Now my mind is attracted only to worshiping your lotus feet. In this statement, the whole is what? And the part is what? No. Chivalry. Well, there is some ghastliness here in the beginning of turning it. That's what's described chivalry here. What? Yeah. My dear Lord, now I am turning my face from any thought of association with young girls. It's actually like a little chivalrous. You know, I'm being a hero. You know, it's Vera. You know, it's a little Vera, you know. He's not saying that young girls are disgusting or anything like that. Yeah. Virasada. Yeah. So it's very chivalrous. I'm turning my, you know, I'm being a hero. Right? Yeah, charity. Well, dharma or heroic? Vira.
Well, dharma is
part of Vira. Yeah, Vira. Yeah, dharma is, yeah, because chivalry is Vira. So, yeah, I'm being a hero. So, you know, he's a neutrality and the part is chivalry. It's really interesting trying to guess this, isn't it? I mean, you really have to be like on the level of Ramananda Roy to understand or Swarup Damodar Goswami. Another statement, Subal is addressed thus, my dear Subal, the damsels of Braj who had the opportunity of enjoying Krishna's kissing must be the foremost of all the fortunate women in the world. So, what's the whole? What? Subal is addressed thus. It doesn't say who is talking. Yeah, it's fraternal. Hey, you can't cheat like that. We're doing a guessing right here. That's part of the training. It's fraternal is the whole, and the ecstasy, obviously, conjugal love is the part of this. The following statement was made by Krishna to the gopis. And don't give it away, Mother Krishna Priya. My dear enchanted, don't gaze at me with longing eyes like this. Be satisfied and return to your homes in Vrindavan. There's no necessity of your presence here. This is pretty much in the section of the Bhagavatam that we're dealing with right now. For Krishna was joking in this way with the damsels of Braja, who with great hope had come to enjoy the rasa dance with him. Subal was also on the scene, and he began to look at Krishna with wide and laughing eyes. Subal's feeling contained... Well, this is easy to understand. Now, what is the primary? The whole. This statement here, this particular statement being manifest here. No, the statement, we're analyzing the statement, not from the perspective. No, fraternity is considered to be the whole. And laughter is the part, yeah. The following example contains a mixture of ecstatic fraternity, I don't want to give it away anyway. I'm going to skip where it's at. When Mother Yashoda was thinking that her son was walking in the forest without any umbrella or shoes, she became greatly perturbed. This is what we dealt with today, to think of how much difficulty Krishna must have been feeling. This example, actually we talked about this already. The whole is parental love and then it's compassion. And so in the verse we're dealing with today, you know, the whole is the... is conjugal love, but then it's mixed with compassion. Don't ask me, I wasn't there. That's interesting, I was thinking of the same thing. Because it's not in the Bhagavatam that Subal was there. Anyway, according to this statement, it must have been another night. As many nights. Anyway, maybe I think. So whatever, it was there some particular time. So, but it's very, very interesting thinking about these mixtures of rasas, isn't it? I think this is one of the most fascinating chapters in the Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There's a following example. A friend of Mother Yashoda told her, my dear Yashoda, your son has very cunningly stolen a lump of butter from my house, and to make me blame my own son for his mischief, he has smeared some of the butter on my son's face while he was sleeping. Upon hearing this, these stories are so much nectar, isn't it? On hearing, don't tell Krishna Priya. Upon hearing this, Mother Yashoda shook her curved eyebrows. She can only look at her friend with a smiling face. May Mother Yashoda bless everyone with a smiling attitude. In this example, the whole is pretty easy to understand. No. Parental love. And the part is laughter, yeah. See, it's really difficult. Yeah, the Sai Baba, and that's the most prominent thing.
Yeah, but sometimes the secondary Sai Baba can take over.
Yeah, sometimes, but in this particular case, you know, your son has done this, you know, so Yashoda's responding. You know, it's primary Yashoda Mai's attitude towards Krishna that's being manifest here. Whew. It is so difficult to guess. When Krishna was holding up Govardhan Hill, this is really interesting mixture. With his left hand, his hair became scattered all over his shoulders, and he appeared to be perspiring. When Mother Yashoda saw this scene, she began to tremble. Then as she stared at the scene with broadened eyes, she saw Krishna begin to exhibit varieties of facial caricatures. Mother Yashoda then became very happy and began to smile. Then again, when she thought that Krishna was holding up the hill for such an extremely long time, her clothes became soaked with perspiration. May Mother Yashoda Brajeshwari protect the whole universe by her infinite mercy. In this example, the whole is, it's obvious.
It's
parental love. Yeah, I mean, it could, but actually in the Nectar Devotion, it describes the parts are actually the several indirect.
But those, sometimes there can be.
Yeah, sometimes they can be vyavachari bhavs. Yeah. There's dread, which is fear. There's wonder, abhuta. There's laughter and compassion, and also it says, etc.
Well, that sounds like the description of the Javachari God. Because that's how they describe. Like one Javachari God causing another, and one nesting inside another, and several occurring simultaneously.
But this chapter is about the mixing of rasa. You know, I mean,
but those also.
Yeah, they also have Javachari bhavas too. But it's also a manifestation of rasas.
It's also interesting because Rupa Goswami sort of kind of says that the secondary sidebox could be considered also.
It's really interesting. I mean, who can understand Krishna? Like we've been reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita in the evening about Lord Brahma saying, others may think that they know Krishna, but I don't. I cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here's an interesting one. Srimati Radharani said, my dear friends, just see how Krishna is resting his hand on the shoulder of Subal, who is dressed up like a young girl. I think he must be sending some message to me through Subal. The purport of the superiors of Radharani do not like Krishna or his coward friends to associate with her. Therefore, these friends sometimes clothe themselves in female dress so they can give Radharani a message from Krishna. In this example, the whole is what? Conjugal, yeah. And the part is fraternity, because you got Subal there. The part is fraternity. I mean, there's also a little bit of humor mixed in there, too. I mean, so it's not just those two rasas that are being manifest. We got a few more minutes to read these things. I just thought I'd take the time of the class to read some of these things. Here's another one. Krishna, in the dress of a young girl, told Radharani, oh, you hard-hearted girl, don't you know that I am your sister? Why are you unable to recognize me? Be merciful upon me and please capture my shoulders and embrace me with love. While Krishna was dressed up exactly like Radharani, he was speaking these nice words, and Srimati Radharani could understand his purpose. But because she was in front of many of her superiors, she simply smiled and did not say anything. In this instance, what is the whole? Conjugal. Conjugal is the whole, and the ecstasy of what? Laughter. Humor is taken as a part. When one of the, Mother Ramala will like this one, when one of the consort friends of Chandravali saw that Krishna was preparing to fight with the Vrishasura demon, She began to think how wonderful Krishna is. His mind is captivated by the eyebrows of Chandravali, and a smiling spirit. His snake-like arms are in the shoulder of his friends, and at the same time, he is roaring like a lion to encourage Vrishasura to fight with him. This is an example of what? What is the whole? Conjugal love. With chivalry and also fraternity. Because, you know, his arm on Subal like that. Wow. Here's another one. When Kuvja caught hold of Krishna's yellow garment because she was feeling almost lusty with sex urge, Krishna simply bowed down his head with his cheeks glowing in front of his many people who were standing there and laughing. This is an example of a mixture of what? No, conjugal love and laughter. But there's also some fraternity there, too. Because you got the coward boys. So you can add a few of these. This is so interesting. Yeah, sometimes the secondary actually becomes more prominent. Yeah, the laughter is the whole, and the conjugal love is taken as the part. Secondary becomes the whole.
And the primary
becomes nourishing the secondary. Shishupal was habituated to calling Krishna ill names, but by his insults, he irritated the sons of Pandu more than he irritated Krishna. The Pandavas therefore equipped themselves with all kinds of weapons to kill Shishupal. Their feelings were a mixture of what? What was the primary? The anger. Anger was the primary, and their fraternity nourished the anger. So, you know, there's another example of the secondary ras taking over and the primary ras actually nourishing the secondary ras. Anyway, so any questions about any of these points we're making? Oh, so it helps?
Yeah.
This is really, it shows how much nectar is there in Srila Prabhupada's books. Isn't it? You know, it's been a while since I actually read this chapter. And it's just like, every time you read it, it's just, you derive so much more inspiration and realization. And you delve into these different subject matters. All right. No other questions or comments, Mother Ramila? I was what?
I heard you say I was going to come.
What's it called? A self-fulfilling prophecy. Yeah, my poor says I have to be careful about saying things because it comes true. So I'm very careful nowadays. Yeah, we can apply different things that we have read in the CC and in the Nectar of Devotion. That's why it's good to be regularly reading all these books. You know, sometimes people just read one book, but actually I find if you actually have each day you put a little time in reading each one of the primary books, they actually connect to each other in very wonderful ways. Okay, on that happy note, all glories to His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai, Shishi Radhagalokananda ki jai. Nitai pada kumala Koti chandra sushita La ye chai ye Jagachura Say someone and I love her. Richard Chan McGee, not her. Say Pacho Maro Dula Chala. China bully no moke, machi love some sarazuke. Vijakule, he go repeat. Such a kori mane Nitaya kuruna hoye mege Raja Radha Krishna pae mege Naro nitaya charana dugane Nitaya charana satya Tahara sevaka nitya Nitsai bata satakuru asya Tama paro tuke Nitai more korosuke Daro nitai Charana tukane Rako ranga Charane rapasha Nara tama paro tuke Nitai more kona suki Rakoranga Charane la pasha Nitai bat kramala Koti chandra sushi tila Chayai Jakatura Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Niyantege Hati Rama, Hare Rama Rama, Rama, Niyantege Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Niyantege Hare Rama Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Radha Ganoke Nanura Naroke Nanura Jai Radha Ganoke Nanura Naroke Nanura Jai Radhe, 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 Jaya Sri Radhe, Jai Om Vishnupada, Paramahansa Parvatikacharya, also Teda Satishi Shimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Chandanada Bhaktivananda Goswami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, ISKCON Founder Acharya, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Ananda Koti Vaishnav Vrinda Ki Jai, Namacharya Shinohidas Thakur Kajai Prem Se Kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shidwaita Gadadha Sri Vasudeva Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Kajai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopagopinath Sayam Kunda Radha Kunda Giddi Govardhan Kajai Vrinda Avanam Kajai Maturadam Kajai Jagadavasami Kajai Vanamai Kajai Srimani Lassi Devi Kajai Sama Veda Bhakta Vrindi Gajai. Gaur Premananda Hari Hari Gaur. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Gajai. Gaur Premananda. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vasudevaya Guru Vishnu Padaya Stasis with David Neva Stasis and Havade Vashtada. In this material world, which is progressing toward hell, there's always a blazing fire and everyone is struggling hard without finding peace. Therefore, if the world wants to have real peace, it should take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, which are cooling like the shining of millions of moons. Unless one takes shelter under the shade of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda, it will be very difficult to approach Radha Krishna. Anyone who does not establish their relationship with Lord Nityananda is simply spoiling their boon of a human birth in the animal propensities of sense gratification. Never saying the names of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, they become absorbed in so-called material enjoyment, and their academic education at birth in a high family or great nation will not protect them at the time of death. They become maddened by a false concept of bodily life, and thus they have forgotten their eternal relationship with Lord Nityananda. Such forgetful persons accept the illusory energy as factual. When you achieve the mercy of Lord Nityananda, then you will be able to approach Radha Krishna. Firmly catch hold of the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. The lotus feet of Lord Nityananda are not illusion. They are a fact, and anyone who engages in the transcendental loving service of Lord Nityananda immediately achieves their transcendental position on the spiritual platform, which is eternal and blissful. Therefore, always try to catch the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. Narottama Das Thakur says, "My dear Lord Nityananda, I am very unhappy, and I am praying to you to make me happy. Please keep me in the corner of your lotus feet." Jai Narottama Das Thakur Ki Jai. Okay, Shikshashtika. Jai Dadar Namah Sanam Bhavala.
Javadu Jivanam, Anam Dham Bhuti Vardhanam, Pratipadam Pradam Radas Vardhanam, Sarvatma Snaparam, Nam Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam, Nam Nam Akari Bahuda, Vashatish Tatrapitani Matat, Kala, the beast and each in the eyes of our thank you. Vadanam Gadgara Vriagira Jamu Gadak Havu Namagra Neva Vishati Vidaitam Nishena Chakshu 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 Chakshu